1.2 billion US dollars Kansanshi mine expansion project. RDA AVIC signed 1.4 billion kwacha contract for Katunda Lukulu Roads project. And in international news, Burkina Faso's junta expelled top UN official over child rights report.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has officially commissioned the 1.2 billion US dollars S3 expansion project at Kansanshi Mine in Solwezi, marking one of the largest single investments in the country's mining history. Speaking during the commissioning, President Hichilema said the landmark investment is expected to extend the life of the mine by an additional 25 years and significantly boost Zambia's copper production. The head of state says the project would not have been possible under the previous government, stating that his administration has worked hard to restore investor confidence and create a stable, predictable environment for global investment. The president has highlighted the expansion as a direct outcome of the UPND administration's efforts to reform the mining sector and attract long-term investment.
S3 expansion is among the largest private investments in our country's history. I'm not saying in our government's time, 4 years, count the projects. This is one of them by sheer size and the quantum of money invested. It is truly a strategic driver, this project, to our national growth. And government is committed to remain a partner worth its salt with investors, domestic investors, fellow citizens as investors. Your government is committed to continually working on improving the investment environment.
Civil Society for Poverty Reduction Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai has warned that Zambia risks losing billions in revenue without the implementation of fair national and global tax systems. Ms. Mukelevai has emphasized the importance of involving grassroots actors across the country to ensure a strong and coordinated civil society voice in tax justice efforts. Speaking during the opening of a two-day UN tax convention training for civil society organizations held in Lusaka, Ms. Mukelevai has noted that the workshop aims to enhance participants' understanding of UN tax processes and to help develop a unified Zambian position ahead of upcoming international tax discussions.
We hope that some of the things we will be discussing in this meeting can be used as first-line input into the development of the 9th National Development Plan in as far as some of the aspects of revenue generation is concerned. We do hope that the DRM agenda is not just something that remains elusive. It must be something that we begin to see more and more in sight. We must push our civil society, not just the common slogan that we normally put to the DRM agenda. We remain very committed to constructive discussion, and again, just to acknowledge the presence of the government institutions here, that together and collectively.
Meanwhile, ActionAid Zambia Country Director Fides Tembatemba said their training is equipping civil society organizations with the knowledge and strategies needed to influence taxation policies and address critical financial issues such as debt and declining aid.
This training is actually an opportunity to change this, because for the first time, African countries and the Global South can see that we could shape the international tax standards only if we have the knowledge and the power to convene and influence. This will only also matter as civil society are informed, coordinated, and ready to influence the process. And therefore, ActionAid, we are happy that we partnered with Tax Justice Network, Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, the tax platform, and the government to ensure that this training builds capacity not only to have the information, but on how best we can convene and influence at country level.
The Road Development Agency and AVIC International have signed a contract for the construction of the 80-kilometer Katunda Lukulu Watopa Mombezi Road in Western Province at a total cost of 1.4 billion kwacha. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Minister of Infrastructure and Urban Development, Engineer Charles Milupi, said the UPND administration is walking the talk on infrastructure development, unlike previous administrations. Engineer Milupi has accused past governments of being selective in road development, stating that the current government is committed to addressing infrastructure needs across all parts of the country without discrimination.
Unlike our previous president, our previous government, our previous members of parliament, the combination we have here from HH, myself, to the Minister of Finance, to these members of parliament, provincial ministers, that is what is important. Therefore, it is a clear demonstration the new Lord government, led by His Excellency President Akayeli, is committed to fulfilling its promises and improving road infrastructure.
Meanwhile, Western Province Minister Kapelwa Mbangweta said the New Dawn administration has accomplished what previous governments failed to do in 27 years.
It is very surprising that President Hakainde Hichilema has shown so much love, resilience, and the capacity to, within 4 years, attend to all the irritants. Every matter of fact, in our book, this was the last chapter, to be honest. He has done that in 4 years. Others failed in 27 years. Others failed in 20 years. Others in 20 years. And this is the man they used to say he was incapable. And so today we can see the difference where there is leadership and love.
And members of parliament from Western Province have commended government for heeding their calls to work on the road, saying the project is expected to unlock development opportunities and improve livelihoods. The Zambia Food Balance Sheet Report for 2019 to 2023 has recorded a low import dependency on vegetal products and a moderate dependency on animal products during the period under review. Presenting the report findings, African Development Bank national consultant Dr. Chiwen Konde has revealed that the import dependency ratio for vegetal products stood at 5.5% in both 2022 and 2023. However, Dr. Konde has noted that animal products alone recorded a dependency level of 33.8% in 2022, indicating a moderate reliance on imported animal-based food items.
But since the IVR, I mean, these are thresholds that people use in a deficit, is below 20% of both vegetable and animal products, you can see that the country's dependence on imports was not that high. It was generally low, indicating some level of self-sufficiency in food production for the country. Again, that's a plus. So, one thing that is really essential that has been required, or at least been a major thing that the Sustainable Development Goals has been insisting that countries report is on the food laws, because again, this is both in the SDG as well as the Malawi agreement that I mentioned.
Meanwhile, Minister of Agriculture Mtolo Piri has described the report as a milestone in guiding government policy to promote the production and consumption of nutritious food.
Let us commit ourselves to building a country where every citizen has access to nutritious, safe and adequate food. This is our collective responsibility and it is central to our national development agenda. Like I said, let us use Zion, let us use SCCL, let's use the BTPS, let's use GAN, let's use the University of Zambia. Let us enhance the Nutrition Commission ability to guide us. We have now guidance on food diet.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Securities and Exchange Commission Chief Executive Officer Philip Chitalu has revealed a 15% increase in market capitalization, which has risen to 296.2 billion kwacha, pushing the market capitalization inflation to GDP ratio to 53.1%. This is well above their capital markets master plan target of 30% set for 2027. Mr. Chitalu has stated that total savings mobilized through their capital markets now stands at 304 billion kwacha, representing 55% of the country's GDP. Speaking during a media briefing, he has explained that ShopRite PLC, a dual-listed company, continues to dominate the